One person has been arrested in Boko in relation to the arson case against supporters of former Boko MP Mahama Yar'Adua. He was found in possession of 52 rounds of AK-47. The MCE for Boko, Mr. Abdullahi, who confirmed this to Radio Ghana, sounded a word of caution to others who are wielding ammunition to foment trouble that the police will deal with them. He spoke to Brighton Trauma.
I want to place on record that a number of people have been arrested, some have been remanded, and some have been granted bail. But what happened today was that the police arrested a young man by name Masahudu Tahiru. They found in his possession 52 rounds of AK-47 ammunition.
How many people have been arrested and how many have been detained?
For the past week, a number of people have been arrested in connection with arson. Some of them are in prison custody, while some have been granted bail. But this morning, based on a tip-off, the police went and arrested one young man by name Masahudu Tahiru, aged 31 years. They arrested him with 52 rounds of AK-47 ammunition.
Why was he arrested? Is it in relation to the arson case reported by Honorable Ayaraga?
What is happening is that it is a period where we are all concerned about the arson. So the security agencies are working tirelessly to ensure that anybody or group of people who are suspected to be involved or have a role to play as far as the security situation, especially the arson case, is concerned, they will go in for that person.
Is he a member of the opposition MPP?
For that one, I will not be able to confirm whether he is a member of the opposition MPP. But what I do know is that the person in custody now comes from a community called Sagabo, which is one of the strongholds of the MPP in Boko.
Well, I would say this is persecution because the man is believed to be an MPP. That's why you went after him.
I don't think that the police are politicians. What happened was that based on information available to the police, they knew that this person, or they suspected that this person, was in the possession of harmful ammunition. They went in, searched, and they found 52 rounds of AK-47. It's not as if they went persecuting people. They just went their usual routine security checks, and they found this thing on him. But the most important thing is that people should know that Boko, we need to live in peace. And for that matter, for me, whichever political party you belong to, doesn't matter. The most important thing is that all of us must live in peace.
He is obviously not the only person with AK-47 or ammunition with him. So what will you tell the others who have been wielding ammunition?
We are telling all that their days are numbered, that we will go in for everybody. We have put in an effective mechanism where we will get to know who and who is having weapons or ammunition. And I have no doubt that all those people, their days are numbered, and the police will stop at nothing to pick all of them.
The MCE for Boko, Musa Abdullahi.